Two death-defying triumphs from God. Coming to an end is the way of the world. Mountains that rise today will become the future's sand washing up on the beach. Clouds billow and hide the sun, and equally fast, they tumble to the ground as rain and disappear. Cars, houses, investments, all run their course and come to an end. Relationships rarely last a lifetime. They are special when they do. Living creatures are the same. Here, then gone. Even knowing what's coming, we find the transition jarring. It's difficult to give up what we love. Often, it breaks our heart, especially when we lose someone we love. God's word gives us hope. In fact, it does better than that. Isaiah 25:8 gives us two death-defying triumphs from God. He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. Death-defying triumph number one. This verse tells us our loss is temporary. Our loved ones are not gone forever. Christ came to banish the sting of death and replace it with victory. Death-defying triumph number two. God will remove our sorrow and replace it with hope. We will, and should, miss our loved ones, but we can rejoice that they are with the Father, and their pain is no more. We can't stop the cycle of beginning and ending. It's the way of God's creation. We can find hope in the victory that God gave us through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We find new life in our Lord, and death is our passage to eternity with him. Copyright 2020 mychurchnotes.net.